This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Nearly a week ago, Hurricane Ike pummeled Galveston, Texas. Evacuees now want to return. Officials say the island's not safe yet. That story ahead.
But first, back to our lead story. The world has reacted to the problems on Wall Street. The central banks around the world have stepped in with a plan to inject the world economy with $180 billion to shore up falling global stock markets. And with us now is Carl Weinberg. He's chief economist at High Frequency Economics. And Mr. Weinberg, first, what does this mean? Why did the world central bankers do this morning?
Well, Madeline, this is the central banks of the world acting in their role as the lender of last resort to the banking system. We had on Wednesday a crisis of confidence among banks. They refused to lend for each other. Why that's the case is a whole story unto itself. But for whatever reason, the world banking system had seized up. The government, by being willing to take risks, and the central banks, by being willing to take risks that the banks were unwilling to assume on their own, provided the market with the liquidity it needs to give it some breathing room so that it can pull itself together and resume normal operations.
In other words, resume lending to each other.
That's the important thing. Banks have to transact with each other. There was a lot of fear on Tuesday and Wednesday that the failure of AIG would cause a number of banks to see a big markdown in their credit ratings, that no bank wanted to undertake transactions until that was cleared up. They're still reluctant. But the central banks, as this role of lender of last resort, is doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing. It's bridging the gap until banks can get their own houses in order.
And are they lending at favorable rates?
Well, the rate really isn't the important thing. It's the availability of liquidity that's important. What we've seen is that the rate for safe U.S. Treasury bills yesterday plummeted to only 3 basis points. That's 0.03%. Really very little. They had been just under 2% prior to yesterday. This morning we see them coming back up, still only at 13 basis points. But this will be an important thing to watch to see that the markets have returned to a more normal condition. When we reach a point where banks are willing to lend to each other rather than feeling the need to tie their money up in safe treasury bills, that will give the banks a chance to resume normal business.
And so far, from what you're seeing in Asia, in Europe, and in early trading today on Wall Street, what are you seeing? What's the reaction?
Much calmer. This was a tour de force. It was exactly what central banks are supposed to do. It sent exactly the right message, which is that there are unlimited resources behind the banking system. The banking system will not be allowed to fail. One can proceed with one's business with confidence. As a result, we've seen stock markets stabilize. More importantly, we're starting to see those yields on T-bills edging back up just a little bit.
What role did China play in today's action?
Interestingly, China did nothing with regard to all of this. It's a little bit surprising given all the reserves that they have. They certainly are in a position to make speculative investments. But the real problem here doesn't involve China's central bank. They could only be an interested bystander to all of this. It was the central banks of the G7 countries that stepped in to support their own banking systems. And that was, I think, exactly the right place for the risk to be taken.
Well, as you say, it is a risk. What is the risk?
The risk is that the Fed is wrong, all right, and all the other European central banks are wrong, and the banking system is indeed fundamentally unsound. I don't believe that to be the case. But if indeed banks do fail, if indeed the assets that banks have booked are bad to such a large extent that their balance sheets are impaired, then these repo loans, these special credit lines that the Fed and other central banks are extending to commercial banks, will never be repaid. I think that's such a long shot, such an impossibly low probability. I think the risks of there being any real losses here are negligible or perhaps even zero.
But why would you say that after we've seen bank after bank fail?
Well, for one thing, the Fed would be the first to be paid back. Number two, the Fed takes collateral on these loans. So this is not like an unsecured line of credit, but rather it's very much a collateralized loan, one in which the Fed can be very sure of the value of the security.
Carl Weinberg, chief economist at High Frequency Economics. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madeline.
Are you doing something else right now? Maybe a few things while you're listening to me? coming up just for you. Advice from a micro task master. Advice for people who just can't stand to have even a moment of inactivity when day-to-day continues.